Every year we give allocations in relation to roads funding, and roads is absolutely critical. We have active travel, walking, cycling infrastructure as well, which is really important here. I was only meeting a local councillor yesterday in Donegal talking about the importance of active travel, our greenways, cycleways and footpaths, enabling children to be able to walk, cycle, scoot to school safely. But we also need a robust roads network, and I think in a region like Donegal, which is very rural, our acutely aware of that, and I, coming from a rural constituency myself, I'm very aware of it. So in relation to roads funding, we will continue to be allocating that. Councils every year will put in their proposal to the Department of Transport in relation to the roads that they want resurfaced, upgraded, and that is the channel which to do so. So the commitment is there, it's in the National Development Plan, but this is funding that will be given yearly to our local authorities, including Donegal, in order to ensure that we have a good road structure. And we're here today talking about road safety, and maintenance of our roads is a key part of that as well.
Obviously, you're going to get very intensive and persuasive lobbying from Donegal. You'll get it from Offaly, you'll get it from Waterford, you'll get it from Kerry, you'll get it from Longford, you're going to get it from everywhere. One of the arguments that's going to be made in Donegal time and time again is the big difference, say, between Donegal and your own home area of Galway is you have a train station. Donegal doesn't. Donegal lacks a train, it lacks vital infrastructure, and that, the argument locally is, should give Donegal an edge.
Yeah, what we're looking here is, I suppose, that regional connectivity. I'm responsible for airports as well, and I have ensured that Donegal Airport has that public service obligation route between Dublin and Donegal, and I have used it myself. I know how critical that is for connectivity. The same in relation to public transport. We have our Connecting Ireland fund. Basically, that's about public transport in rural areas. It's not about our urban centres, and Donegal is in a prime position to be able to look for that funding. And again, I suppose the call needs to come as well from the local authorities, from elected representatives in the area, but it has to be evidence-based as well around where do we need these public transport routes, what towns, what villages need to be linked together, and where do you require the services, where is there demand for, I suppose, public transport services, and the funding is there. We're actually spending 2-1 in relation to public transport over roads yearly, so really it's up to every local authority to identify the key routes that they need and want service, particularly in relation to public transport. My ears and my door is open in relation to that, I can assure you.